L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm John Basso with my good colleague Judy Dempsey of Strategic Europe. She's the editor-in-chief. She's in Berlin. And the headline in Reuters tells the beginning of a story that's extremely difficult to clarify, so I asked Judy's help. Russian lawmaker and a Putin ally says the U.S. is behind the arrest of the Telegram boss. Yes, that's. I'll read that again. Moscow's is saying that the U.S., moved France to detain the boss of Telegram, a very popular social media site throughout Russia, everywhere really, but his name is Pavel Durov. And Judy, this is so many layers, I can't solve it in one paragraph. I will say that the Kremlin is very unhappy with France, and France is now tangled with Russia in a way that we've not seen in 100 years. There's reason to believe that early on in the Ukraine war, Macron saw himself as a peacemaker. This does not look like peacemaking. These are EU digital rules. Can you help my audience understand the risk France is taking and the Russian opposition?
Okay. That's a big issue. France under President Emmanuel Macron has just completely changed its policy towards Russia, and it's so pro-Ukraine at the moment. But this is a very interesting case about the arrest of Pavel Durov. He's the founder of the Telegraph social network. And so in Europe, maybe there's a feeling that Europe is trying to prepare for the next prisoner exchange. But Macron just tried to didn't discuss this at all last night in a discussion. He said he was defending the independence of the French judiciary. Well, let's see what that means. But it's so complicated for us, for Europeans, and for the Americans. And the most likely explanation of what happened is that Europe, led by France, has gone further than we ever thought in its fight against all things digital. France, in fact, and your listeners should know this, is starting to pursue digital entrepreneurs through criminal law. And I don't know what the US is saying, because we don't know the allegations against Durov in full, but they seem to connect to the content of the platform. And the problem is that the arrest of Durov, who has Russian and French nationality and who lives in Dubai, he's in sort of related to the Digital Services Act, because actually he actually sent some of the information from Europe, not from Dubai, but even as a French citizen, he might have been caught up in all the intricacies of this legislation, which is so complex, but it's the cornerstone of the European Commission's element on the Digital Services Act.
So this is the European Union governance and its opinion of content on social media platforms. We have the similar controversies here. I don't believe anybody's under arrest at this moment, but there is much talk in the legislature of controlling. So our social media site in the news right now is Facebook, and Mr. Zuckerberg is making remarks about how he did and did not cooperate with the government during the COVID crisis here and other instances. So is that the same Durovian concern here, that the content is held, he's held responsible for the content?
It's very murky because we don't quite know, but in the past, we had newspaper editors. They were actually legally responsible for the content of sort of every single article in their newspapers. And now newspapers face sort of big risks in libel proceedings on what they publish. And this, and it's a kind of source of censorship. It comes from the intelligence services. It comes from the EU. It comes from other sectors. And it's all very unclear about how far freedom of information and freedom of the press can actually proceed. And, you know, frankly, if social media entrepreneurs were to comply with the EU's laws, and Thierry Breton, who was responsible, the commissioner responsible for the digital services, they would have to kill their own business models. So maybe Durov was the least compliant of the social media entrepreneurs. It opens up a huge discussion on the stretch of the EU Digital Services Act. And it's very hard to know how far this will go. And indeed, if EU member states alone can rein them in, or they're just so subject to the EU law on this.
Final minute, Judy. It's not enough time, but here we have Macron refusing the left of center prime minister candidate, so that France is now said by critics to have a zombie government. The whole success of the recent campaign was that the centrist party joined with the left in order to overwhelm the forces of the right. Has Macron regretted that? We have 30 seconds.
Yes. Well, I can't get into Emmanuel Macron's mind, but the fact that he's decided to get Lucie Castells, frankly, for your listeners, the showdown continues into the second round. So watch for the space next week.
Yes, wonderful. Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. There's nothing better than a zombie government. Good heavens. Judy's based in Berlin. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.